Hello, and welcome back to Everything Works Out, a podcast where I can talk about anything because it's my podcast. But today, this episode is inspired by a little date I went on with my friend Abby, where we went to a little cafe and talked about a bunch of different things, but had a weird experience with some angel numbers. So today, we're gonna be going down the rabbit hole that is angel numbers. So stick around if you wanna learn more, or if you wanna hear the story time. First and foremost, I want to have my little ramble at the beginning of this episode. This week, the updates are I somehow managed to manifest my way through three separate events that I cannot release yet. But last week and the week before, I was just kind of down in the dumps a little about all the stuff I'm trying to do and is it actually worth it? And looking at all the emails I sent for my studio that never got responses back. But I'm going to take my own advice, and I did take my own advice, and said to myself that things take time, and just keep thinking positive thoughts, and good things will happen. And that is literally exactly what happened this week. So we're off to a great start. Fingers crossed. The luck continues. And today, I thought we could do a little mini-sode on the topic of angel numbers, since it's something that kind of goes with the vibe of this week and also relates to a little hangout I had with my friend Abby. We live in separate countries, so I don't get to see her often, but when we do, we are laughing all night and having the most absurd conversations. This chat we had during our hangout was at a little Greek cafe in the city. I was having a coffee and Abby was having some donuts. And we were talking about a bunch of different things. And she mentioned her anniversary being on the 22nd. And as we just kind of talked about that more, we started seeing the number 22 everywhere. I looked at my phone and my battery percentage was at 22%. Abby looked at something else on her phone, and it was at 22, I forget what it was, and it was literally also the 22nd of the month. Like, this was just this past week. So we kind of just started talking about what that means, and Abby Googled it on her phone, trying to figure out what the angel number stood for, and it just got me thinking of how I always get reminded of angel numbers from friends or when I see the patterns, but I never actually looked into the concept and found out what it meant or the history behind it. So I thought today we could have a fun little episode where we learn some new knowledge together. And if you already know about angel numbers, feel free to DM us on it or me. It's just me, so DM me on Instagram at everythingworksoutpod. I'd love to learn more and hear your expertise. But if you want to chat about angel numbers with me today, keep on listening. All right, let's get into it. Angel numbers are believed to be a message from the spiritual universe that offer insight, wisdom, and direction in your life. Whether you believe in angels, guides, ancestors, spirits, the universe in itself, anything, or just a higher power, angel numbers kind of go along with all of that. They show you that you're on the right path, teach you some valuable insights, or just catch you off guard and make you think for a bit. I googled the history of angel numbers because I was just interested in seeing if there was any specific times or points in history where angel numbers were really prevalent And I got a lot of information from ancient Greece with the philosophers explaining mathematics and numbers, and also ancient Egypt and ancient China. So you can kind of find angel numbers around the world. What's really interesting about angel numbers and why I think a lot of people prefer them next to zodiac signs or astrology is that there is no specific linking to yourself. It's not about when your birthday is. It's not about what month you were born. It's not about what the moon face was on the day of your birth. Although, love an astrology moment. They pretty much work for everyone, and multiple people can see the same number and have the same message. It's also interesting because oftentimes when you see angel numbers, it's somewhere that you look at every day or something that you're seeing every day that is so ordinary that you don't even realize what you're looking at. For example, when you look at your clock, which is where a lot of people see 1111, or even on signs on the street, addresses, phone numbers, license plates, anywhere that could have a number on it. So, what do angel numbers mean? The numbers in these patterns often carry different symbolisms. So, there are multiple ways to interpret the patterns that you're seeing. And you can Google a number that you're seeing. For example, let's just say you saw the number 123. A quick Google search will tell you what that number means, and you can interpret it based on where you are in your life or what is going on in that exact moment. So we're going to go through a couple of examples and I'll let you know what the numbers mean. And maybe you've seen these before, or maybe you haven't. And by listening to this episode, you'll start to realize that you'll see these patterns around you. So an interesting one that I've never seen is four zeros, so 0000, or three zeros, 000. And this one is often associated with new opportunities. When you see zeros in a sequence, it could signify a fresh start, which I think is really cool. Another one that is one that everyone sees all the time, 1111 or 111. It means the opportunity to make a wish or set an intention. It's believed to indicate a green light from the universe. So take that moment to think about what you want and what you're trying to manifest. Another interesting one is 555, which could signify major changes that could be on the horizon. If you've been feeling stuck or uninspired, when you see 555, it is telling you that there's going to be massive shifts in your life or in your workplace, and transformation may be coming. Another one that I think I actually see a lot is 999 or 49, so 9999. Witnessing a nine is a sign that a meaningful cycle could come to a close and you'll soon be bringing a brand new journey. So, whether you're interested in starting a new career or a hobby or just starting a new point in life, this is here to tell you that you're being courageous and it's all gonna work out. Now, let me tell you a little story that really got me into angel numbers and was really the first time that I considered numbers having a meaning to them. So when I was in school, I think a lot of you guys can relate to this most likely, but you were assigned a student number from the beginning of your school career, and you would use that number to log into things like the computers in the library, or when you would sign out a book, or even to take a test. My student number used to end with the four digits 2503. And I remember that to this day because you would have to memorize your student number so that it was always available to you when you would need it. Since that number was just in my head, I ended up seeing that number literally everywhere. Everywhere. And I, at this time, was probably around maybe 13, 12, 13. And I remember seeing this number everywhere. It was even 4 digits in one of my first bank cards. And I can say that because I don't have that now. But that happened. I remember seeing that and being like, how is it possible? And what are the chances that these four numbers are showing up to me again? Now, it really got crazy when I decided to try out for this open casting call to a show on one of the kids' family channels back in the day. And there were probably hundreds and hundreds of kids lining up to get a number on a piece of paper to wear to this open casting call audition. Okay, so we're in line. Me and my sister are both there, waiting for our turn to get our number. I get the piece of paper, and my number is literally 2503. I remember getting that paper and being like, what the heck? How is this possible? Out of all the kids that are here waiting in line, I get the number 2503. And I think I still have this piece of paper somewhere at my parents' house. So I will try to locate it and post the photo on Instagram. But this literally happened, okay? So mark my word on this. But this is just an example of how you can see these repeated patterns in your life. And just by saying this story now, I realized I never really looked into the number 2503. But since we're on this episode, I decided to do a little Googling. And the meaning behind 2503, well, there's a couple of meanings, but one of the ones that came up multiple times is so sweet. It basically says that the spiritual meaning of 2503 tells you that you are good enough and you will always be. You should never at any point in time doubt your worth. You are intelligent, strong, beautiful, kind, and brave. Know you are loved and cared for by the people who mean the most to you. This is just a little real life angel number moment. If you guys have an angel number that you follow or see often, I'd love to know more. You can DM us on Instagram or comment on the post for this episode. The Instagram is at everythingworksoutpod. It's also in the show notes. I would love to hear all the stories about your angel numbers. I will leave a Q&A if you're listening on Spotify, where you can drop in your angel number stories, or you can email us at everythingworksoutpod@gmail.com or comment on Instagram at everythingworksoutpod, and maybe we'll read them in the next episode. So thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.